poll, voters oppose additional migration by up to 3-1. By Neil Monroe on August 28, 2019. Voters lopsidedly oppose the inflow of more immigrants into the United States, according to an August poll by Morning Consult and Politico. 32% of 1,987 respondents said they were much less likely to back a candidate who supports more immigrants coming into the country. Only 10% of respondents said they are much more likely to back a more immigration candidate. The 3-1 tilt is significant because the voters who said they care much about an issue are far more likely to change their vote choice based on the candidate's views. That is good news for President Donald Trump and his pro-American policies. But it is bad news for the Democrats who have adopted hardline pro-migrant policies. Overall, 45% of respondents said they are much or somewhat less likely to support a candidate who favors more migration, while only 23% said they are much or somewhat more likely. That larger 2-1 ratio helps shape the public's mood in a race, helping the low immigration voters become more vocal and more active against high immigration candidates. The Morning Consult poll got similar lopsided results from a second similar question. When thinking about your vote in the 2020 presidential election, would each of the following make you more or less likely to support a candidate, or would it make no difference either way? 37% of respondents said much less likely to support the candidate who supported more immigrants coming into the country. Only 13% said much more likely to support the pro-migration candidate. Among independents, the vote split was even stronger. 34% said they were much more likely to vote for the high immigration candidate, while only 9% said they were much less likely. 34% of independents said that it makes no difference or don't know, or have no opinion. That share is high and may hide additional support for the lower immigration candidate. The Morning Consult poll matches prior polls showing independents strongly oppose more migration. Breitbart News reported the result of a Harvard/Harris poll on August 3. Overall, about 64% of registered voters said they would be more unlikely to support a 2020 presidential candidate that backs increasing illegal and legal immigration to the country, including about 63% of Generation X voters, 45% of Democrats, and 66% of voters who describe themselves as moderate. The detailed poll was taken August 23 to 25, and it provides a more nuanced answer than the annual Gallup polls, which show a rising share of Democrats favoring additional immigration. The data in the Morning Consult poll suggests the apparently rising share of pro-migration Democrats overstates tepid and temporary statements of support for more migration by Democrats who are going along with loud, pro-migration activists in the party. The poll is also bad news for business groups and legislators who want to import more white-collar visa workers. Those legislators include GOP Senator Kevin Cramer, who is pushing the S.386 legislation to import more Indian college graduate migrants for jobs in his district that are sought by American graduates. The growing public consensus against additional migration is a problem for the Democrats' 2020 presidential nomination, partly because the party's activist base includes a disproportionate share of the much more group. For example, the 10% much more likely group includes 17% of Hillary Clinton's 2016 voters, 18% of Democrat/Lean Democrat respondents, and 19% of people who vote in Democratic primary or caucus. Similarly, 22% of registered Democrats, and only 9% of independents, said they would be much more likely to support the candidate who supported getting rid of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. Immigration numbers. Each year, roughly 4 million young Americans join the workforce after graduating from high school or university. This total includes about 800,000 Americans who graduate with skilled degrees in business or healthcare, engineering or science, software, or statistics. But the federal government then imports about 1.1 million legal immigrants and refreshes a resident population of about 1.5 million white-collar visa workers, including approximately 1 million H-1B workers and spouses, and about 500,000 blue-collar visa workers. The government also prints out more than 1 million work permits for foreigners. It tolerates about 8 million illegal workers, and it does not punish companies for employing the hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants who sneak across the border or overstay their legal visas each year. This policy of inflating the labor supply boosts economic growth for investors because it transfers wages to investors and ensures that employers do not have to compete for American workers by offering higher wages and better working conditions. The cheap labor economic strategy also pushes Americans away from high-tech careers and sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. The labor policy also moves business investment and wealth from the heartland to the coastal cities, explodes rents and housing costs, undermines suburbia, shrivels real estate values in the Midwest, and rewards investors for creating low-tech, labor-intensive workplaces.